Right? So that's one question over here on the Rambam. What does he mean in Halacha Dalet when he says kasha? How can it be kasha? I mean, what are you left with? You're left only with tchelis. Right? We spent last night discussing the fact that the Rambam is very clear in that tchelis can only be effective if you have the lavan, if you have the tzitzis. It's a separate tzivoy. Okay, so that's one question. Second question is, let's assume that's the case, that somehow the tchelis by itself does something, it's effective for something. Why did the Rambam set up this particular case as the case where there was a tchelis alone? Why not give the case that you'd expect, like the lavan case? You only have lavan, you do all lavan lavado. You only have tchelis, do all tchelis lavado. So that question we answered. We said, because it makes sense for the Rambam, right? Since tchelis is only sealed tchelis on the tzitzis, that's the whole point of it, that it should be wrapped around the tzitzis. And that's why the Rambam holds that the whole thing all the way down is tchelis. It's not also lavan, unlike the Ravid, right? So it makes good sense that you can only have that if you have lavan. If you have no lavan, there's no purpose in having tchelis by itself. So that's the answer to that question, but that just makes the first question stronger. If that's the case, that law that tchelis can't exist without lavan, then what's the purpose in having this lavan left over tchelis? For what is it kosher? Now, this question was heightened when we saw halacha yidches at the end of the parak. Doctor, you want to read that halacha yidches? Aleph yidches. Perek Aleph, you know, don't go too far.
Yeah,
right, it's right there. It's probably one or two pages before that. Right there, right there. I think it's the last one.
Okay.
Got it?
Nifsak ha-kanav,
sh'yesh
ba-tzitzit, chutz le-shalosh etzba'ot, tofra ve-makoma.
Right.
Shalosh lo yitvor.
Right. So that's where the kanaf itself became torn, the beged. That's important halacha, but that's not our concern at the moment. Right, exactly. That's not our concern at the moment. Keep going.
Nit ma'ata zavit shel beged shebein chutei atzitzit uvein sof ha'arig afilu lo nishar min ha'arig ela kolshehu kasher.
Right, so again, that's also talking about the damage to the beged.
Mm.
So it's all again important, but not for our purposes at the moment. Good. So this is important.
Afilu lo nishtayer mehen ella kedei aniva kashera.
Stop. So these last two, this halach, this statement, and the next statement are crucial. So im nismatu chute atzitzis. Nismatu means what? It means made ma'at. It was lessened somehow. The chutei atzitzis were good, were diminished. It doesn't necessarily mean the quantity. I think it means even within the chut itself, as you'll see.
Shortened,
exactly. It was made shorter. Afilu lo nishtayemen ela kedei aniva ksheru. So let's say you have a string that got lopped off, but you still have a kedei aniva. Kedei aniva is a very small amount, just enough to be able to fold onto itself. Still kasha. Okay.
Im nifsak ha-chut eikaro afilo chut echad pesulah.
Good. So what do you see from there? What is it? Just pshat, nothing fancy yet. What's just the pshat in the Rambam?
And if the string was torn off, cut off from its beginning.
Good.
Even one single string, it's possible.
So good. So what is Rambam saying now? So he's saying tchela back in halacha dal. Tchelas is not ma'akev the lavan at all. If you have no tchelas, you could be yotzei the mitzvah of tzitzis entirely by doing what? Just lavan. Just lavan. Right, but when he describes lavan not being ma'akev tchelas, what does he say? Oh, if you made lavan and tchelas, and then the lavan was nifsak, what does nifsak mean? Nifsak means it was severed.
Severed.
Right? Nifsak is not Nismayim. Let's just put it that way. Nifsak is something different than Nismayim. It has to be because he uses two different Lashonos.
I know, but then he qualifies it.
Right. Okay, so V'nifsak, let's take it slow. V'nifsak halavon, in Dalet I'm talking about first. V'nifsak halavon, ein halavon ma'akev satchelas. Then the lavon missing is not enough to create a problem for the tchelas. So
because the v'nifsak halavon, and it's ma'akev, right? Down in Dalet.
Yeah.
So he says, first it's and then it's minimized until the
knaf. When it's right. So you have to explain what does he mean over there? What does he mean?
I mean, it seems to be a steer for this
either way, it seems to be a steer for Halach Yidchas. And that's the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha. The Kesef Mishnah, we're not going to call Kesef Mishnah again, but the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha basically was, if you have it, you could see, he says, Amay Naka Tetcheles Eina Ma'akev. Why he give this case as halavon shem ein lo tchelos also halavon levado ubelavon einu ma'akev satachelos nakat nifsak halavon mismite. Why did the Rambam give two different cases? I mean, his kasha is the same kasha we asked. Why did the Rambam deviate in the second instance? All right. So let's take a look now at this Mishkan Shach. Oh, you want to think about it?
No.
Let's give you a shot. Yeah,
so,
please.
I think
I want to make one more point before. I'm sorry. Okay. So the problem now, or the furtherance of the problem, is if you look at Halach Yidchas, Ram says, V'chein is not to chutiyat tzitzis, afilu non neshtayim en el kedei aniva, ksheira. What's the mashmalas over there? Yeah, as long as you have kedei aniva.
What is aniva?
To make a bow. Aniva is a bow.
Bow.
Right, so as long as...
It has nothing to do with anav.
Like anivut? No, it's spelled
differently. No, not anivut. Anav. With a bait. Great.
Yeah, I don't... Is it related to... I don't think so.
No?
It means bow.
The three consonants.
Yeah, I don't... anavim... are grapes, it's true. I don't know. Kedei aniva, that's what it means. It basically means to make a loop or a bow. I don't know. Share some commonality, maybe the shape, maybe in terms of the shape, maybe the grape and the and that shape that you make with the material would be similar. Now he says if one's cut off entirely, there's nothing. It's puzzle.
Even if it's only one single thread.
Yeah, but in Halacha Dalet, what does he say? Even all the way up to Ad HaKnaf. Right? All the way up to the Knaf. Ad HaKnaf, that sounds like it's coming off. Is everyone with me? Again. In Halacha Dalet, the Rambam says, She'in lo tcheles, also lovan levado, v'chinim, also tcheles, lovan v'tcheles, v'nisak ha'lovan, v'nismayt Ad HaKnaf. Right, v'nifsak. What's pshat v'nifsak? V'nismayt ala knaf. It goes all the way back to the knaf. I'm just going with the simple pshat. Right, v'nismayt. It's missing all the way up until the knaf. Sounds like how much is left? Nothing. And how do I know that? Oh, because v'nisha tcheles levada. Because the only thing that's left is the tcheles. What does the Rambam say over here in Yiches? V'nifsak achut meikaro afilu chut echad psula. That's a steer or a parent steer, obviously. Seems to be contradictory. Obviously, we're going to have some kind of explanation. Okay, I'm sorry, you want to say something?
Yeah, I want to try to rescue the Rambam.
Please, okay.
So, I think the actual, what the tzitzis looks like when it's being ruined, we have to go back to the test.
Okay, what do you mean?
So the actual,
unfortunately, it's hard to avoid that whole Gardumen sugya. So we'll get into it a little bit. We're not going to really make it the thrust of our discussion.
What is
Gardum? Gardum was cut off, they're lopped off, they're severed, amputated. Let's just open up to the Gemara for 1 second. Before we look at the Mishkan of Yaakov, take a look the back in Menachos, just for a second. I'm not going to really be doing it in any kind of detail, just to jump around from one place to the other. On Lamed Ches Lamed Aleph, we saw the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Hatcheles Eina Ma'akeves as Halavan Halavan Eina Ma'akeves Hatcheles. Now the Gemara asks about this Mishnah. You see at the very beginning here, Leima Masnisin the Lord Kirebi. Titanya Ruisem also Malamech Ma'akvin Zaze Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe held apparently that the Lashon and the Pasuk of Reisim also taught us somehow that you have to see both of them. Reisim also, Malam Eichim Akvin Zadzeh, Divrei Rebbe. Whatever his reason for that was, it's a separate issue. The Chachamim Omer Ein Ma'akvin. So the Gemara is saying, oh, you see that the Mishnah is not in line with Rebbe. But Rava wants to say that you don't necessarily have to say that it's against Rebbe. How so? So he says like this. I'm just going to mention it outside. He'll say like this, that it's possible to explain the Mishnah even according to Rebbe. Because we'll say if the Mishnah is talking about Talus with Tcheles and Lavan that were done properly, like the Rambam's case over here in Lachad Dalad, he'll say that. And then the Chutin were ripped off. And that's over here on Amun Beis. Take a look. Mama Ches Amun Beis. You'll see Rava. You just turn the page for a second. Lo Nitzercha. See it? I'm going to tell you one second. See, it's, I don't know, I'll say 8 lines down. Lo Nitzercha El Gardumin? Is that right? Is that? No. Not that one. One second. Oh, that's the wrong one. There's another one also. It's also not the right one.
Seven?
Yeah, it's not that one. About 15 lines down, 20 lines down. Across from Tosos Midi.
Yeah.
Okay? Right, so across from that Tosos. So Tosos, so the Gemara says that Rava tries to explain that the Mishnah is really consistent with Rabbi Shita, possibly, and he says the following: Lo Netzucha El Gardumin, the E Igradam Tcheles V'Koy Lavan. If the Tcheles was severed or lopped off, then the Lavan is still remaining. V'E Igradam Lavan V'Koy Tcheles Las Lanba. It's not a problem. The Ami Bnei Reb Chiya Gardu Me Tcheles K'Sheven. So, what do you see from here in terms of Gardumin? What do you see from Gardumin? We said previously at the beginning of the Rambam, jump back to the Rambam for a second, Rambam says that the strings have to be certain shear. How long do they have to be? Minimally? Four etzbos. It's three is by the whole. Three is a din in the whole. If you look at Halacha Vav, so the orach hachutin hashmona ain pachos me arba etzbos. Right. So now you have that din. You have a minimal shear of four etzbos for the chutin. What?
To start.
That's right. To start. So then what happens? You tie them, and then they get chopped off. What happens once you tie them? It's chaloshem anaf. Chaloshem tzitzis. Right? You kari shmo misrael tzitzis. That's it. Now what happens? Gardumin? That's okay. It's kosher. So it reminds me of another issue you have with esrog, for example. So shear, the question of the shear of an esrog. Let's say I have an esrog that reaches the proper shear, and then it shrinks. Is it kosher or not? How is the machlokas? Right? You have a shear esrog. And then the first day you come, you know it was a shear. Right? Verifiable. It was a shear. The next day, it's not a shear anymore. Kosher or not kosher? Machlokas. What's the machlokas?
Whether it's kosher, if it was the right length, meikara,
right?
Then is it kosher or not, if it shrank?
Right. That's so we're saying, what's the svara? What's the svara to say? Shear, the shear of the esrog.
The shear, taking the shear as it was meikara, or
right.
as it is
now. Good. Okay, let's take it further. Why would I say that I have to look to the shear now? And why would I say look to the shear meikara?
Well, the question is, does the chal Hashem attached to it and stick, or is it you looking at what is this chasda actually what you need, I guess?
Okay, so let me say it a little better. What do you mean?
So if you're looking at the esrog of the trunk and you're saying it's kosher, you're going to say it's kosher because essentially once it has the designation of esrog, once it becomes a kosher esrog,
that's right.
You can't take it away, I guess, unless it's a real psul.
So, right. Now, that shear is not necessarily a psul. The shear, for this purpose, is just to show you that it is what it's supposed to be. And until it has that shear, it's something else. It didn't reach the level of esrog. It's a citron until it becomes a... until it becomes an esrog with the proper shear. Okay? What's the other side? That shear is not a din necessarily in the shame, but it's a din in the godel, in the sides. It could be that it's esrog before, but it's not enough. You don't have enough of the esrog. You don't have enough substance. Right? You don't have enough substance. So if it's a din in how much quantity, you don't have enough substance, then it doesn't matter if it was yesterday a shear, today it's not a shear. What do you see from here, by the din of Gardumin? It's not like that. I need the dal that's bows when I make my tzitzis. But tomorrow, if they get chopped off, it's okay. Up to a point, right? Why? Because apparently that's a din, the shear of tzitzis. We don't say this across the board, obviously. It doesn't work in every case. Sometimes you don't have the shear, the thing's lacking. But over here, apparently, for some reason, the shear of dalet's bolus is a din in how you make the tzitzis. If it's lacking later, it's not a problem. Right, Zach? Just a small heart. Okay. No, by the way, how far does this go of his din of Gardumin? Is it on one string? Is it on two strings? Three strings? Four strings? All strings? How does it work? Anyone know?
It should be on all of
them. Well, let's look at what does the Rambam Yud Ches that make it sound like. Chenus ma'atu chute hatzitzis afilu l'shtayir mehem el kadei aniva ksher. What does that sound like? Sounds like it should be on all of them, right? Okay. Not everyone agrees with that, though.
When he says Lodish Dharma Mayhem, does that mean that they are all Kadei?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
One.
No, I'm saying you can make an argument that the Rambam means all four, all of them.
One
Kadei Aniva? No.
They would all have
Yeah, them. Yeah. At least, right, because then you don't have the strings all together.
Yes.
Right. No, that at the moment, that's what he means. Now, take a look at the Rosh verse for a second. The Rosh, and it's all the way at the back. Hilchos Tzitzis. Just for a second. It's Hilchos Tzitzis, Simen Zion. Simen Zion.
Sorry, from the beginning.
Oh, we'll read it inside. So this is the Rosh in the Halachas Katanos in Siman Zayin. So he says like this, that the mashma the igardum travayhu psili hafil nisham mekadei aniva. If you have two ends that got shortened, even though they both have kadei aniva, that's no good. L'kacha yom rabbeinu tam da achshav shenos den dalad chutin shnayim mishum lavon v'shnayim mishum tcheles. The kosan of some luches, im nisaku beis min haches, v'nishalem kadei aniva kosher. Rabbi Yonatan did not agree with that. Rabbi Yonatan held, no, if it's two and two, it's okay. The Nisgu Gimel puzzle. Why? Because now maybe you only have one. Maybe the two sides on either side. You know, you have two kedei anivos, right? So I could still say, well, maybe one is from here, one is from there. Once I have a third one, maybe I have nothing from one of them. Okay. So from the Rambam, the Rush is clear for the Rush's own position that even if
sounds like he's saying that maybe the three halves are actually split up into four different
futons,
no?
Yeah. And
so
then
you only have one.
You only have one full one.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I go a little bit further. V'yesh omer d'hach shinuya d'gardumen alibu d'red. Mas nisin ke pashta. D'techeos enema kevzes halav an klal. Right? He's saying this whole issue of gardumen is like Rava, who tried to explain the Mishnah, still being in line with Rebbe, who holds this din of Garduman, and his explanation of because Rebbe holds of the din of Ma'akvin. So when the Mishnah says Ein Ma'akvin, you have to try to explain it according to Rebbe by bringing in this din of Garduman. Right, this is what we saw in the Gemara already. V'chavaya mitzvah achas. Moyo hasholem lechaveru ki ilu kulan shleim aval rabbanon delo ma'akvin, but to acquaint rabbanon, you could look at them as two separate mitzvos. Lo ma'akvin ahadadi habukubez mitzvos. It's like two separate mitzvos. Ve'i igardum chad, if one got chopped off, ve'i kai idach ein molin zeh mizeh, nothing one thing has nothing to do with another. But you know what he says ultimately? The Rosh says the halacha, I'm not going to go through the whole thing now, but he says that the halacha is ultimately not like Rebbe. Right? It's not like Rebbe. And therefore, go jump down a couple of lines. There's a period there. It's the same line as the Tzadi from the Ma'adan Yom Tov. Aval im nifsak mikol arba osan meshtayrin kdei aniva kosher. Ultimately, the Rosh, like we said before for the Rambam, the Ri holds this way as well, that if all four would get cut off, but they all are left with the kdei aniva, that's good. That's okay. Rabbi Natam is clearly not learning that way. Rabbi Natam, cited by the Rosh, says no, if you have you need to have shnei chutim mishlei musim. You need to have two chutim that are full. So once you have three, you run the possibility of not having more than one. Is that clear?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah. The Rambam is not so explicit on this issue. It's mashma from the Rambam that the Rambam holds you could have all four being kidei aniva. The Rush says it expressly, that you could have all four just little pieces. The Rabbi Natam holds no, that you can only have two kedei anivos. You need to have two shleim, right? You need to have two that are shalim. We don't want to run the risk of having only one that's shalim. Why? Again, that's not our concern at the moment. Okay, but that's the way the Rishonim learned this issue. All right, so that's just a little background. Now, with that in mind, let's take a look at this Mishkanos Yaakov. He tries to be miyashiv the issue here in the Rambam. There's one other shita. I'll just mention the other shita. The shita of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Shita of Rabbeinu Yeruchim is that it's kosher even if you have two chutim. I'm sorry, it's a puzzle if you have even two chutim. You can only have one. You can only have one that's a kedei aniva. Why should that be? So maybe we'll get to explain that another time. I believe that's the way the halacha is brought down. That you can't have more than one kedei aniva. I shouldn't say that. You can have more than one kedei aniva. You can't have more than one that's chopped off altogether. I take that back. I think the law is they could all be kedei niva, but you can't have one, more than one that's fully cut off. Okay? What's that? Right. Well, it could be that the Rambam's talking about, so that's what we have to see. What does the Rambam mean when he says cut off and tar? Right. What does it mean? Araknaf, what does that whole lashon mean? Right. Meikara. Okay. So now we're back to the Rambam now. So by the Rambam says, Gardumin. In Halacha Dalet, he says it's kosher. It's mashma that the tzitzis are ksherim if they're all the way cut back all the way to the knaf, even though you have not even a kedei aniva. That's the mashmaos. Right? He doesn't mention any kedei aniva. He doesn't mention the word kedei aniva there at all. He says it's ara knaf. What was it? Levado. Tchelos levado. Okay. Again, just to repeat, so the question was, if all the lavan's cut off and there's nothing left, because it's just the tchilos is by itself, it's kosher. So if that's the case, how does he pass them later? Yivchas, the opposite, that if the chut goes meikaro, if you look chut echad, it's psula. Chut echad, meikaro is psula. Okay? Sounds like over there, he's passing like Rebbe, that in Halacha Dalet, right? Rabbi said that there the Yirvidein Lavan, the Kait Chela is kosher. So take a look, let's do this together. This Mishkan Siyaka, I think it really is a nice, very nice Hezber of the Rambam. It's not that long, we should be able to get through it tonight. Alright? Volunteer to read?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Shayla,
yeah.
Shayla,
so Rashi holding that. Nechlu right? Rashi siyoy de ba'inan min ha'anaf levad min ha'gdil. It can't just be. Can't just be over here, right? Can't just be one over here. It also needs to be over here. Yeah. Try to explain what he means now. So it comes like this: when the Rambam is machshir nifsak halavan v'nishar techeles, what does he mean? He means even if there's no kedei aniva, right? However, they can't be chopped off entirely. Right? He doesn't use that lashon of nifsak me'ikara. What lashon does he use? He doesn't say nifsak me'ikara in halacha dalet. V'nifsak halavan v'nismayt ala knaf. Not me'ikara. That's what the Kesef Mishnah was tying when he said ad v'lo ad v'chlaf. Right? Remember he said that? Ad v'lo ad v'chlaf. So, the Kesef...
So is he saying that it's my avakna? So it's no longer kosher
tzitzis. That's right.
But there's enough to be
korech
with
chelsher. No, not all, not the whole. Something. There's some vestige there of the lovan, so that I can still be korech with chelsher.
Do you actually have to be korech with chelsher?
Subject. I don't know.
Because it sounds like if he's actually saying that it needs to be korach around this small stump, like it sounds to me like, what's the point? It's no longer actually lavan for the purposes of the law. Yeah.
Well, if you want to tell me it's a din in tzitzis, how much do you need? You need kedei aniva. That's the din
right.
of gardumin. You don't have that.
Right.
You don't have that. That's why it's like there's no lavan here.
That's what I'm saying. So why should it matter anymore that you're actually going to be korach them around?
No, it's because the Rambam is saying it's kosher. He's trying to explain, what does the Rambam mean? What does it mean it's kosher? So he's saying a big chiddush. It's chiddush like this, that the lavan that's there is kedei, not kedei aniva, but I'll call it a kolshim, a mashil. What role does it play? Oh, it's just enough to be machshir tcheles. Because if the lavan was entirely lopped off, if it was already, like he says in halacha yidches, if it was nifsak legamri, nifsak meikaro, then what? Then you can't even look at the tcheles as being good. It's not even good tcheles. Why not? Oh, because it's not Koruch around seven Levonim. Right? So if it's not a Koruch, if it's not something that's wrapped, then it's not Tcheles. So that's why he says, Nismayit Ad HaKnaf. What does Nismayit Ad HaKnaf mean? Not Meikara. There's still something there. It's almost like the Kesef Mishnah was saying, Ad V'lo Ad B'chal. Not entirely, there's something there. How do you know that? Oh, because if not for that case, if not for that fact, can't be that Tcheles would be good. Why? Because Tcheles is only something that's wrapped. So it comes out that the Rambam has, and this is the way the Rav explained it, that comes out that there's two dinim in Gardumin. There's two levels of Gardumin. There's Gardumin to be machshir the tzitzis themselves. Right? How much do I need to say that it's kosher tzitzis here? Oh, that's Gardumin kidei aniva. Need foldable levonim. But then there's a din of Gardumin of stumps or stumble. That's not a din tzitzis. It's a din tcheles. How much do you need for that? Even less than a kedei aniva. As long as it's not nifsak meikara. As long as there's something there, I could still look at the tcheles as being something that's a psil tcheles, something that's a wrapper. It's nechrach on something. Then I could say it's good tcheles. But without that, I don't even have the tcheles.
Is
the rest of it? Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. According to you want to say that that's the pshat, and you know, using this Mishkanas Yaakov. Well, I'll say it again. One din in Gardumin comes out is what for the Rambam? There's Gardumin for the purpose of the tzitzis. Okay, that's the din that we said according to Rebbe that tchelos v'lovon are not ma'akvim, and we said irgadam lovon v'kai tchelos. That's okay. So if that's the case, how much do you need? Oh, you need kidei aniva. You need kidei aniva to be machshir the tzitzis. Gadumin tells you still need some shear. But there's another halacha apparently of gadumin within the lavan. So fine, I have less than kidei aniva, but I have something. I have something. What does that mean? What's the purpose of that? That's not for the purpose of being machshir the tzitzis. That's for the purpose of being machshir tchelis. And for that, you don't need a kedei aniva. As long as it's a mashiv, that the tcheles can be wrapped, that's okay. And that's what it means in Aloch Yerches. It can be mashiv lechutim, shenifsaku, even if they're all nifsaku. Kein nisma'atu, chutei hatzitzis, afil lo nishtayimim el kedei aniva kasha. That's a din tzitzis, then they're kasha. But on Aloch Dalid, what's he talking about? He's talking about lovan and tcheles. Oh, so over there, he's talking about being machshir the talis just based on the tcheles, even when there's no lovan of a kedei aniva, as long as the chutei alovan are there present, such that you can be coerced the tcheles around them, but you're not yotze yechiv. You still, his lashon was, you still have to fix it. Right? What was the lashon that he had? What was his lashon again? V'lo ayli imhu chayv l'sakin. Meaning that's talking about gardumin for the tzitzis. V'im nisak chut echad meikaro. Oh, if it's broken off entirely, it's possible. Yesh lafar sho af she nifshar chudat tcheles. Even if you had a tcheles, why? Shkem and she nifsaka meikaro in kan shir gedilim shal in chain dalad. Then you don't have gedilim. Lo mashal ra'el. But earlier in Aloch Dalad, that's only b'nishtai al kolponim k'tzas k'dei shiachroch at tcheles sivivom. So again, I'll say it one more time over and we'll discuss it. Let's just say like this, that for the Rambam, it comes out that there's two halachos in Gardumin. One is a halacha in the shear of the tzitzis themselves, So there you need Kedei Aniva. However, there's another din of Garduman. What's the other din? Nothing to do with the shear of the chutim themselves. It's not that I start out with Dalet Etzbos, and as long as I'm left with a minimal amount of Kedei Aniva, the tzitzis are still good. No. It's a different issue. I want to know that the lovan is still present. Right? The lovan is still present. So at what point can I still say the lovan is present? Oh, that's if there's any amount. As long as it's not nifsak meikara, I could still view it as being. I don't have enough of it, but I'll still acknowledge its presence. What good does that do me? Oh, so that helps for the purpose of the tchelas. After once you have tzitzis, that's chal, like we said before, like the esrig that reaches its shear. You have the tzitzis, and now you lose the shear. So what am I going to say? Well, I'm not going to say you don't have enough shear. You don't have enough substance. But the substance is there. So insofar as the shear of tzitzis, it's chaser, it's lacking. I don't have kosher tzitzis. Why? How much do I need? I need kedei aniva. Oh, but I'm not going to say it's not there. It's still present because there's a mashu there. Oh, so once I could say the min of lovan is present, then what will I say? The other min that's left is good. Right? It's as long as it's in its fullest form. If the tcheles is fully there, then I'll say it's okay. Because the tcheles is only not able to exist in the absence of lovan. But there's lovan here. Lovan's still present. You don't have kedei aniva? That's a different din. That's a din in tzitzis. Now this is obviously only according to the shita that holds this one's not makif the other. Okay.
He's saying that you're less than Kadani, but there's still some lovin there, which means that the tchelos is still good.
As long as there's something that can be wrapped there, right?
So he says you're a pizer mitzvah, but you're also a kiyam mitzvah.
Right. Well, look, where is he talking about? That's in going back to his lashon, the Mishkanos Yaakov lashon. Ubahachim is parshin shapir divi haramam resh parak aleph. That's not halacha yudches, halacha dalet. The shan mayor the inyan imhein mitzvah achas o shtei mitzvos.
Right.
Okay, the Rambam clear is saying it's two tzivuyim. For lo ayri el imhu chayav lasakim. So you have to fix it. The vade chayav lasakim ulakayim shtehen. Rak the kamashon da filochi kiyay mitzvah v'chisei mitzvah.
So even though there's two components to it,
right, two components.
He's saying that the tchelos and the lovan are really one mitzvah. So how can you say that?
Well, not one mitzvah. It's not. He says it's two tzivuyim.
What does it mean? A mitzvah?
It's not counted as a separate mitzvah. Definitely not counted as a separate mitzvah. Meaning, they're both kiyum and mitzitzis. There's no separate, there's no minyan ha-mitzvah psil tcheles. It's tzitzis.
Right.
But it's a separate din within tzitzis.
I guess what I'm asking is, even though, is it really, can it be a separate kiyum? Can you have a kiyum of tcheles if you have no kiyum alone? I don't know how that sounds.
Wasn't that what he said?
I guess if you're in trouble, what does not mock it?
Say again?
So it sounded to me like it's hard to say that you could have a kiyum of tchelos without having it also be kosher lovan, right? Because he's saying it's one mitzvah, whatever that means.
That's right. I mean, there's one mitzvah called tzitzis. But these are two components within the mitzvah of tzitzis. Right. I can get one component without the other. I can get part B of tzitzis without part A. But not totally devoid. You know what I'm saying? It's not totally absent the other. Because this is the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is that lovan tchelos can only exist together with lovan. This is not the way the other Rishon. Like Tosa said, no, you could have lovan, but you can have tchelos by itself, just like you could have tzvon shel yad and tzvon shel rosh. But since the Rambam is so insistent that psil tchelos means something that gets wrapped around the tzitzis, there's no possibility for tchelos to be present without lovan. So what does it mean that there's no lovan? What does the halacha dalad mean? So means that it's nifsak, but not nifsak meikaro. It's not totally gone. It's gone, but not forgotten. it's gone to the extent that there's not a kedei aniva. There's no kiyum of the lavan. There's no kiyum of lavan. The kiyum is that there's no lavan, because if there's no lavan, then there's no tchelas.
So according to the sheet, that if you had three anapos, which are kosher, completely good,
yeah,
and the one where you have less than kedei aniva in the lavan, and one of tchelas.
Oh, sorry. Say again. You have a baguette with four corners.
Three corners
have kosher.
Perfect.
Okay.
The last one. The lavan is down below kedei aniva.
Okay, yeah, that's a good question. I understand.
So can you wear the beged? Because he's saying there they are not. So the question is it? What you're saying?
When he says kosher, what does it mean? That's exactly. I understand. That's the same. We still have that question. What does kosher mean? So according to this, what does kosher mean? Say again. I'm sorry.
So, is the.
I mean, where is it? Where is it? Kedaniyah.
So that can be on the hook below the koyas, or can it be, let's say, the koyas are dissolved, but you still have kedaniyah left before the beged. Does that make sense?
Yes, in general, what's the pshat in kedaniyah? Again, just to try to clarify a little bit. What the Mishkanos Yaakov is saying like this, that he's acknowledging the apparent stira in the Rambam. He's going to explain the following. He says like this, that when we say lavan is not ma'akev the tcheles, that it means, like the Rambam says, b'misha asa kvar lavan litcheles v'nifsak ha'lavan lagamrei rak ktsas nishar. When in halacha dal, the Rambam says that there's nifsak lagamrei, he means nifsak lagamrei insofar as the requisite shear. There's no kedei aniva. What's left? A little bit, sheyachar halav tchelas. In which case, harayhu makayim mitzvos tchelas. Less than a kedei aniva, how could you wrap it around? No, I mean, you could wrap it, as long as it's something there. As long as there's something there, you could wrap it around, right? No? It's going to be covered. I'm saying, if you look inside the revolution, there'll be something there. Less than a kedei aniva. I mean, half a kedei aniva, it's possible to wrap. But he says, mitzvahs lavan vade loki. The kol sheish biyodo lasakein. If you could fix this, right? Hare over al mitzvah saseh, v'chi ser mitzvah, v'tafko rabbonan. In the Chalami, what sounds like from here is, you're right, if you have three corners done properly, and that one corner is no good, you're not being mekayim mitzvah of lavan. You don't have a full kiyum of lavan. Tchelos you have.
But having a kiyum of tchelos make you push a baguette?
What do you mean? Can you wear it?
Can you wear it? Or do you have to fix it? If they have to fix it?
Well, that's what he says. He says you definitely have to fix it.
But it doesn't make it sound like
you're over mitzvah saseh.
Right.
He says you're over mitzvah saseh. According to Rabbana. And what do you mean it's not kosher? So again, the Rambam uses lashon kosher. That's why he says that. Again, he's talking about the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold that lavan and tchelas are not ma'akev one another. Right. You're right. It's a chiddush in the word, also in the word of in the lashon of kasher. Kasher doesn't mean that you're doing everything great. It means that you're getting kiyum mitzvah. Getting some form of a kiyum. You're not a tzaddik because if you leave it this way, you're going to be milat al nasei.
Can you have a kiyum and not say if you're being mevatel?
Not because you're being mevatel, just because there's another. You're wearing a dal kamfos that is mechuyev and tzitzis now, but you don't have tzitzis here.
Right.
You have tchelas.
That's what I'm saying.
You mean, so how could you have a kiyum tchelos without tzitzis? Apparently, that's the chiddush. You could have it without tzitzis, as long as two things: as long as it started out as tzitzis, and as long as you have something. You have something because this way the psil is still called a wrapper. It has to be something that's a psil tchelos. So in this comes out very good that the Perek Dalet the Rambam was talking about, is it one or two mitzvos? It's really Dalet and Hay, like you mentioned before. And he's not discussing whether or not you have a chiyuv to fix it or not. Right? He's telling you there's another kiyum there. There's a separate kiyum. It's kosher. But Vadechay l'sakim l'kayim shteihen, but you certainly have to get the second. You have to get the other kiyum. Rak to come mashlan da filu hachi kiyum mitzvah v'chisa mitzvah. That if you did it like this, if you left it, you're still getting the mitzvah of the tchelis. But you're right, if you would go out l'chachil, putting on that garment, you'd be over. Mivatol naseh. At the end of the parak, what's he talking about? Well, at the end of the parak, he's talking about something else. That's the din of gardumin. What is he talking about in din gardumin? He says, it's mashmah, all the things got chopped off k'dei aniva. But if one chut got chopped off me'ikaro, it's possible. Even though it's tchelis. So how come in that case you wouldn't say I got a kiyum tchelis? So he explains that. Kiyum shenifsaka me'ikaro ein kan shir gedilim shein dal. If the string is missing it altogether, you can't even call it lavan. It's not gedilim. It's not gedilim. Lo mechsho le'el rak b'nishtay al kolponim k'tzas k'dei shiyachro chatchelis sevivom. You know, you need to still have the tchelas being wrapped around tzas of the strings. It's a chiddush, but I mean, I don't know what else to say. The Rav apparently liked this pshat. So he said that it comes out that for the Rambam, there's two dinim and gardumin. Right? Nifsak ha-lovon, v'nishat chelas, even if there's no k'dei aniva, as long as they didn't get cut off me'ikaro. And the Lashon really bears that out. Because he doesn't use the Lashon over here, nifsak me'ikaro, like he does in Yiches. Because he's nifsak ad-a-knaf. Like the Kesem Mishnah said, ad-lo ad-bechlal. However, this shear of lovon, the shiur of lovon, the leftover, the stump of the lovon, it's not there for the purpose of making tzitzis. It's there to at least resuscitate or to salvage the mitzvah of tchelis. But once it's nifsak meikara, if it gets cut all the way back, there's no psil tchelis. It's not wrapped around lava. It has to be there to be wrapped around the lava. It has to be present. So it can only be considered something that's wrapped around something else if you have the thing that needs to be wrapped around. But the mitzvah of tchelas, and I said the mitzvah of lovan, you don't have.
So there seems to be a difference in the Rambam between kasher and puzzle. It's the middle ground. It's where he's fitting this in.
Yeah.
If it's less than k'dei aniva, it's not kosher, but it's not puzzle. Yes,
it's not puzzle because you have something. That's right. Yeah, you see that in Hilchos Shabbos also, right? You know, not kosher and puzzle, but you have. So, Lashon, you have, right, Potter, Chayev. Chayev means the Torah, you have to bring a carbon chatas. Potter means you don't have to bring a carbon, but it's still also in the Rabbanan. Mutter is Mutter. So, kosher means you got a key, and a full key. I'm sorry, not puzzle. Let's put it that way. Not puzzle means you have a full kiyum. Puzzle means you have nothing. Kosher means kosher of al chaser. In that case.
In this case.
In doubt.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Right, because there he's contrasting puzzle and kosher. In halacha dalet. I'm sorry, halacha yirches. In halacha dalet, he's contrasting kosher with nothing. I mean, there's no Hava Mina over there that I guess that you're going to be Mekayim, because it's there's no law, and there's no strings. In Halachat Chasid, he's describing a case where you're just missing one string.
Well, first he says, though, if you're just being Mismai, all of them, and he says that in. As long as
still they are needed.
Kosher. Right. And then he goes, but if you cut one off entirely.
Then it's possible.
But so he never states the reverse of the Kedei Neva case. If it's less than Kedei Neva, he doesn't say what that is.
Well, that's Nifsak Lagamri. Less than Kedei Neva? Oh, you mean what's between Nifsak Lagamri and less than Kedei Neva?
Right.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Something as.
Which
is Halacha Dalet. Right, so you would say that's what's in Halacha Dalet. You can't get tzitzis over there. Right? You see that. You see from Halacha Yidchas that you can't get tzitzis like that. You can't get a kiyumin tzitzis. Apparently you're only getting a kiyumin in tcheles. Oh, but why are you getting a kiyumin in tcheles? Because you could still talk about the tcheles as being the psil tcheles. It's still wrapped. What do you mean it's still wrapped? Well, because there's something. As opposed to what? On the loving of the Kanaf?
Something of the Kanaf.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you define it. That's not
the shit. Yeah, I'm saying, Ech Shehiyah, you're going to have to say some Chiddush for the Rambam.
The Rambam,
the learning of the Mishnah is a Chiddush. Yeah. But the Chiddush of the Rambam is consistent with his Sheet of Tcheles. That's our problem. We want to keep it consistent with his Sheet. That Tcheles has to be something that you wrap it. Now you're right, so now you'll tell me you're really supposed to be wrapped on tzitzis. So I'll say you're right. Once it was wrapped on tzitzis, and the tzitzis are no longer, I could still view the psil as being a psil tcheles.
If you still had kosher tzitzis, it was
right.
Only Kedei Neva, but however it happens, your lavan is unwrapped. I'm sorry, your tchelis is unwrapped. But you say that you're not being, you don't say the kiyum of tchelis now?
What happened? It's not wrapped around it?
It becomes unwrapped, yeah. It's just hanging there like a lavan.
It's in the, it's tied on, but it's not.
It's tied on, it's still part, but it's just hanging like it's like a lavan.
Oh, that's a good question. Forget about this. According to some shot in the realm, it would sound like it's not good.
I don't know.
Says that repeatedly. On. He keeps saying on.
I know. That's when you're putting it on. But in this halacha, it says, Kesa Hari Sheinla Tchilas.
No, I'm saying, look at Al Chazayin. Zayin
say?
Or whatever, Vav, which I don't know what that was.
Yeah, that's how you make it, though, right? We're past making it. This is when something bad's happening. So he says, Does that mean that it's the only string left? Because at least according to the reading of the Zohar, it's not the only string because you have the something. And if it's still wrapped around, it's not Lovato, it's Chorus. So the only thing according to him I think you could say is that the Kim of the Tchelos is Lovato. But it doesn't sound like he's talking about the
key,
he's talking about the actual structure.
So. Oh, I hear what you're asking me now. Now he's saying if tchelas, tchelas has to be something that's wrapped, and now all you have is just less than a kedei neva, and it's not, maybe it's not physically wrapped, it's levado.
No, even if you have kedei neva, you have, these are all here, perfect kosher.
Right, so you could still have, you could
this
still,
guy is blue. But yeah. It came on
right, so you could still have it. Oh, you're saying it's not physically wrapped around the Kedei Neva.
It's part of the bundle. It's
yeah. I understand. I mean, all the way up, basically, got unwrapped otherwise.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sat there and pulled it out.
Yeah, I understand. It's not wrapped around. I would say the argument to say that it's not good is greater at the moment than the argument to say it is good. Not just from the Lashon.
Yeah.
Just from everything that we've seen in the Rambam. You mean Nishar Levada?
Yeah.
Right.
first blush, it seems like it's such a straightforward thing. It's like,
right. Therefore, Shiur Echut HaLavan is just to be Mashia the Tchelis. And maybe it has to be wrapped around. Maybe it still has to be wrapped around the kosher. What was his lashon there? I think you're right. I think that was his lashon. V'nisak halav on the gamri rak tsas nishar sheyikarich halav hatchelas. Sheyikarich halav hatchelas sounds like he's saying that the Rambam would require that even for tchelas levada to be mekuyam, it needs to be nechrach around the white.
So according to him, the levada means the shame tchelas. So you no longer have the shame lava because it's less than kedai neiva.
Right.
But you still have the shame tchelas because it's long and koreach and whatever.
Right. It's a shear and it's nechrach. More than a shame, it's a key, some kind of key.
But I'm just saying, what does levada mean though? Because the key, I have a hard time believing that when he's talking about in this halacha the levada, he's not talking about the kiyim. That's what the kosher means.
Oh, you mean at the end of the halacha?
Yeah.
I mean, what did he say with levada? Yeah, it sounds like he's referring to the substance. He's not denying the fact that there's no lava, but insofar as it's there's no tzitzis.
Yes.
There's no tzitzis.
It's not lava.
It's not tzitzis. It's not anaf.
Yeah.
Why? Because you don't have enough of it. Not because it's not there.
Yeah,
right. Very good. You don't have enough of it. It's like it's learning shear as an issue of quantity. You have the substance, but you don't have enough. Doesn't rise to the level of anaf. Tchelas, that you have. Why? Because you have enough lavan to say that it's present, and that tchelas is wrapped around it. I thought this is what you were getting at the beginning. You weren't. It's not. I mean, not quite as detailed as this, but you weren't trying to say that there was something left.
I was. I don't remember now if I was trying to say that there was kosher tzitzis or not. But right now I'm sort of stuck on the idea that it should be kosher tzitzis.
You wanted that there should be at least require that it should be kinei aniva.
So
specifically saying not. And Al Chadali is clearly saying not. You mean you're saying it's more mistabra if someone would just ask you without seeing this Rambam. In order to say that there's tchelas, you'd say there has to be at least kedei aniva. Right, nechlam. But then at the chiddush, it's not ma'akev. That's regular tzitzis. That's what the Rambam is saying, according to this pshat. That's what ena ma'akev means. Even where there's no kiyum of tzitzis, you can still have a kiyum of tchelas. But since the Rambam is insistent that tchelas means wrapped around, see, the other Rishonim don't have this problem. For the other Shomim, it's okay. So you could have just tchelas. Why? Because tchelas is part of the anaf. It's part of whatever. It's part of tzitzis. So you have four strings. So you have you only have tchelas. So put in two tchelas and have four tchelas. Right? Like Tosos. That's not a problem. Unless once you start insisting that tchelas is the thing that gets wrapped around, now you stop. What's it wrapped around? There's no tzitzis for it to be wrapped around. Oh, so that's what it means, namaake, that you could still have tchelas without tzitzis. When you start out with kosher tzitzis, and then it was nifsak, as long as there's a little bit left.
Yimoda.
Huh? Yimoda. No, that's what I'm just saying.
I still don't know. I guess I can hear how the kiyum of tchelas could be there without the tzitzis. I don't know then what the point of being korich around the non-existent tzitzis is, but I mean, if that seems to be mashma from the Rambam,
right? Because you need that in order for tchelas to it. You need that's a requisite for tchelas. It needs to psil tchelas. It has to still function as a psil tchelas. Hanging apparently by itself is not enough. It needs to be wrapped around something that partakes of tzitzis at least. Okay, we'll stop here. I guess tomorrow we'll try to take up another related issue. Not a simple area over here.
Yeah.
There's other things you